Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
As you know, if you were with us yesterday, we've been listening to Derek Prince talk about where to find security. If there's anything that's ruling our world right now, if there's anything that's attempting to get its tentacles into human experience in our generation, it's insecurity. I don't mean emotional insecurity only or psychological insecurity. I mean an insecurity about our world, about life, about the meaning of life itself. We really are living at a time when men are losing confidence in the institutions they've built. They're losing confidence in the promises of the previous generations. And yet there's a tremendous yearning for security and meaning and authenticity. We see that especially in the young. And Derek Prince is teaching us this wonderful series on where to find security. And he's teaching us how to build our sense of security on the presence of God, on the Word of God, on the wisdom of God, how desperately we need to recover that. I mean, I believe that we're going to be living in a great time of revival and renewal in our generation, largely because, just like in the 60s and the 70s, people are losing confidence in the things that once were their idols. Again, confidence in men, leaders, rulers, governments, contracts of society, so to speak. I think they're losing confidence in that, and so it's going to cause them to turn to the Lord. We're living in a great age, a great time of pre-renewal, pre-revival. It's going to be a great age to be alive, but we first have to lead in finding our security in God. Derek is about to use a scripture that I love. It says, "Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." That's what people yearn for today. It's why they spend billions on insurance and try to hedge against the difficulties of life, but nothing is sure except the wisdom of God. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about where to find security.
The quest for security springs from a universal craving of the human heart, irrespective of nationality or culture or social or economic status. In the course of human history, and particularly in our contemporary culture, man has sought security in many different ways and forms. In certain areas, and to a certain extent, he has achieved a limited kind of security. But never has he achieved total or permanent security in any of those ways. On the other hand, in a completely different way, the wisdom of God, speaking through the pages of Scripture, offers man total security. Here is what God's wisdom says in Proverbs 1, verse 33. "Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." That is a promise of total and permanent security. It comes through listening to the wisdom of God. Once our ears are open to listen, wisdom discloses to us two different realms of being, the temporal and the eternal. The security which wisdom offers is found only as we turn to the latter realm, the eternal. Since all human efforts to achieve security are limited to the temporal realm, any success they achieve is of the same kind. It's temporal, it's temporary, but it's never permanent. This contrast between the temporary and the eternal is illustrated by the parable of Jesus about the two men who each built himself a house, but on different kinds of foundations, the one on sand, the other on rock. The foundation of sand corresponds to the temporary. The foundation of rock corresponds to the eternal. In due course, the houses of both men were subjected to the pressures of life, the storm, the calamity, the wind, the stream. The one on the rock stood firm. The one on the sand collapsed. And then Jesus said that building on the rock is hearing his word and putting it into practice. That's the only way to total and permanent security. All other forms of security, ultimately, are like that house built on the sand. They'll stand for a time, but there will come pressures against which they cannot offer security. Today, we're going to look at the nature of the rock, a upon which alone we can build with total security both for time and eternity. There is no secret about the identity of this rock. It's clearly unfolded to us in the Bible. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, Paul says this, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." That's very clear, very practical. The only foundation that will stand for eternity is the foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the foundation which God has already laid. We cannot change, we cannot find another. We can only accept that which God has provided in Jesus Christ. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, Peter says this about Jesus. "As you come to him, Jesus, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.'" Again, Peter presents to us Jesus, the living stone, the chosen, precious cornerstone. And he says that if we come to Jesus in faith and put our faith in him, we will become living stones built into a spiritual house upon that foundation. And that spiritual house will provide us with total security. He says, "The one who trusts in him, Jesus, will never be put to shame." Notice that word never. That covers time and it covers eternity. The one who trusts in Jesus will never be put to shame, never be disappointed, never be let down, never be confronted with some situation for which Jesus cannot make provision. Now there are two steps to building on this foundation of Jesus Christ. Listen to me carefully as I explain them. They're tremendously important. I'm going to explain them very briefly and very simply, but I ask you to listen. Step one, renounce confidence in the temporal, in the temporary, in yourself, in all human effort, in all human wisdom. The last resort, they are all sand. You must renounce them. Then you must make a total, unreserved commitment of yourself, your life, all that you are, and all that you have for time and eternity to Jesus Christ. Jesus has given us that promise, "The one who comes to me, I will in no wise reject." If you come to him, he will receive you. You may already be a religious person, a moral person, a good living person. But nevertheless, in the last resort, all of that is just sand. It's human effort. To build on the rock, you have to renounce your own self-righteousness, your own goodness, your own morality as a permanent basis for security. And you have to say, "Jesus, I come to you. I trust you to be my Savior. I receive from you by faith the gift of eternal life, and I put my life wholly and unreservedly in your hands." That's how you build on the eternal rock, Jesus Christ.
You know, this great parable that Derek is teaching us about regarding the one who built on the sand and the one who built on the rock has a little trick in it in the Greek, a little thing we often don't see. You see, both men built in the same place. It wasn't like one man built on the rock in one place and another man built 2 miles away on the sand. They both built in the same place, but the man who built on the rock dug down beneath the surface of the sand and found the bedrock. That's what it means to build on the wisdom of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over 5 decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with me on this Tuesday. We are learning some very solid fundamental truths about how to lay a foundation in Jesus Christ, about how to find security in Him when the world is letting us down and disappointing us. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about where to find security.
Now there are two steps to building on this foundation of Jesus Christ. Listen to me carefully as I explain them. They're tremendously important. I'm going to explain them very briefly and very simply, but I ask you to listen. Step one, renounce confidence in the temporal, in the temporary, in yourself, in all human effort, in all human wisdom. The last resort, they are all sand. You must renounce them. Then you must make a total, unreserved commitment of yourself, your life, all that you are, and all that you have for time and eternity to Jesus Christ. Jesus has given us that promise, the one who comes to me, I will in no wise reject. If you come to him, he will receive you. You may already be a religious person, a moral person, a good living person, but nevertheless, in the last resort, all of that is just sand. It's human effort. To build on the rock, you have to renounce your own self-righteousness, your own goodness, your own morality as a permanent basis for security. And you have to say, Jesus, I come to you. I trust you to be my Savior. I receive from you by faith the gift of eternal life. And I put my life wholly and unreservedly in your hands. That's how you build on the eternal rock, Jesus Christ. Commitment to Jesus Christ produces a direct and personal relationship with Him, for which there is no substitute. This relationship is described in many passages of Scripture. One of the most beautiful and the most familiar is Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. And I'm going to read the first four verses in which David so beautifully unfolds the nature of this relationship. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing." Isn't that total security? That one verse really says everything that needs to be said about security. And it's based on a personal relationship with the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. Everything I ever need in time or eternity will be supplied out of that relationship. Then he goes on, "He, the Lord, makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I would sum that up by saying that once that commitment is made, the Lord accepts total responsibility for the one committed to him in every situation and in every circumstance, and he does it for his name's sake. How important that is. He doesn't do it because of our goodness or our cleverness or our righteousness, but he does it because he's faithful to his name. And for the glory and honor of his name, he'll keep his covenant and his commitment to us. And then the fourth verse goes on, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me." That security that goes beyond time into eternity. When the time comes, as it must come in the life of each one of us, when we step out of time and say farewell to the temporal, we do not need to fear any evil, even in the valley of the shadow of death, for the Lord is with us. He's there to uphold us, to strengthen us, to comfort us, and to receive us. As a minister, it's been my responsibility to bring many people as far as I could take them, right to the entrance of the valley. And then there comes a point at which the human minister has to hand over to the eternal Good Shepherd and see him take responsibility for the one whose life has been committed to him. I had that experience with my own first wife, Lydia, a beautiful Christian and a servant of the Lord. I was with her when she died. I led her right to the entrance to the Valley of the Shadow. And then at a certain point, I could do no more. And the Lord was faithful to his commitment, as he will be to everyone who makes that unreserved commitment to him, faithful in life, faithful in death, faithful for time, faithful for eternity. There is no power of evil in the universe that can disrupt that relationship between the Lord and the one committed to him. Listen to the words of Paul in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing in the whole created universe that can break that sacred relationship of the soul that has turned to Jesus, the life that is built on the rock, the eternal rock, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is true, total, and permanent security.
You know, I really want you to take to heart those words of Derek where he called us to renounce confidence in temporary things. We live in a highly materialistic age that takes confidence and ego boost from the things that we own, the things that we have. But those are idols. It's not bad to have them. It's just bad to put our confidence in them. God calls us to have our confidence in him, to build upon the principles and the truths that he teaches us, to build upon a relationship with him. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
As a new believer, you want to know more about the promises found in God's Word. As a seasoned Christian, you want to gain deeper understanding of the mysteries of the Bible. No matter where you are in your journey of a lifetime, Derek's landmark book, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, will quickly move you farther along. Now completely revised and updated, Foundational Truths for Christian Living provides an indispensable foundation for all believers and is a proven and trusted reference tool for counseling, ministry, and sharing your faith. Drawing from over five decades of scripture-based teaching and study in the original Greek and Hebrew, Derek Prince clearly unpacks the foundational truths of the Christian faith. Foundational Truths for Christian Living gives you everything you need to develop a strong, balanced, and power-filled life of faith. Normally $19.95, for a limited time, Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners can order a copy for only $14.95, a savings of 25%. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Receive this foundational treasure mined from years of study. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us today on this Tuesday. We've been listening to Derek Prince talk to us about where to find security. It's a very powerful and transforming teaching that is all about how the things of this world are bound to let us down. They can't provide security. They're bound to inspire fear when they shake and quiver in their weakness. But there is a security to be found in God. And Derek has been hitting pretty hard this whole issue that we tend to put our confidence in things that we can buy or create. And that's where a lot of our fear comes from. I want to take a few moments to massage this into your life and then pray with you. There's a wonderful scripture that is often overlooked in Jonah chapter 2, 8. I'm reading from the New International Edition. It says, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. You know, this is a real important truth, because the reality is we don't just cling to idols and therefore have nothing because they're worthless. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says two things about idols. Number one, in other places it says when we cling to idols, we become like them. And if they're dumb idols, as the book of Psalms says, we become dumb and mute and hardened like them. But here in Jonah, it says that when we cling to worthless idols, we're forfeiting grace. We're forfeiting a provision of God that could be ours. And I think I've used before in sharing with you a definition of religion or idolatry that a philosopher once gave us. It was the simple phrase, ultimate concern. He said, whatever is of ultimate concern to you, he said, that's your ruling religion. That's the thing that guides you. That's the thing that most dominates you. And I've always used that definition as sort of an idol detector in my life. What is of ultimate concern to me? Is my weight of ultimate concern? In other words, my looks? Is how much money I have? Is how well I'm thought of? Athletics, my pleasures, whatever. If those are of ultimate concern, just another way of saying that those are my idols. And the tragedy is when I cling to those idols, I'm forfeiting grace. You see, God has created us to live in relationship with Him and to live in terms of the provision that He provides. You know, He never intended that anything in this life should provide us security, should answer the hunger of our hearts, or should give us the stability that He alone can give. We become embittered when we find this world to be less than we had hoped, less than we had dreamed. And yet God told us all along, this world is like grass. The people are in it like grasshoppers. The nations are as a drop in the bucket. There's so much sand that this world was never intended to be something that a man clung to so that he would be fulfilled and would be happy. And yet we know that we look at a world where people are just raging about looking for fulfillment in everything from sex to material possessions and the way that they're perceived by others. It will all fail us. This is a very important truth. Everything in this life, when we cling to it out of its proper context, out of the way, the role it's meant to have in our lives, it will all fail us. And that's why I love the book of Ecclesiastes. Because the Ecclesiastes is the story of a man who tried to make central to his life and his heart the things in this world that were absolutely destined to fail him. And he, because he was a king, could do it on a grand scale. He could have sex on a grand scale with hundreds of women. He could have buildings. He could have property and projects and make wars and do anything he wanted. And it all failed him because it was made to fail us. We weren't made for things. We weren't made for this life only. We were made for a relationship with Jesus Christ. And everything we're clinging to, all the things we buy, all the addictions we give ourselves to, they're idols we're clinging to. And the Bible says in Jonah 2 verse 8 that as we cling to those, we're forfeiting grace that could be ours. If we're grasping some idol, we're simply plugging up the hole, so to speak, through which grace pours with that idol. I want to pray with you just for a few minutes because I'm taking these words to heart myself as I'm saying them to you. I want to be cleansed. I want to be a man who's secure in God. I don't want to be a man who's given to dumb idolatry. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you shine the light of the Holy Spirit right now for everyone listening? That, Father, we might have illuminated for us the places in our lives and the focus of our hearts that are in any way attached to idolatry. Would you cause us, Father, to see ultimate concerns that are apart from you? Would you cause us to see where we're putting hope and drawing our soul's sustenance from the things that we buy, the things that we do, the ways others perceive us? Would you forgive us? Would you grant us the grace to do as they did in the Old Testament, to pull down those idols and destroy them? Grant us that grace now, Father, that we might not forfeit the grace that could be ours. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, there's so much more wonderful material to come over these coming days. And so be sure to join us. And if you can't, log on to the website at derekprince.org and you'll find all of this marvelous teaching. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's landmark work, Foundational Truths for Christian Living, available for a limited time for only $14.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Foundational Truths for Christian Living securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.